This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:09 a.m. here in the great Northeast this beautiful Thursday, March 13, 2025. You just heard from Frank Stevens and his remarkable testimony regarding Down syndrome births and their remarkable lives and the defense of the same. So you know it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave, like the veterans we honor and celebrate today, thanks to our friend John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality in the great Queen City Tavern, Main Drag Oliphant, which is undergoing renovations on the 18th. So let's get in there between now and St. Paddy's Day. But they're allowing us to honor Michael Foley, Madison Township, Robert Ozak, Durier, Murphy, otherwise known as Thomas, South Scranton, Michael, Mickey, Yevich, Honesdale, George Elko, Mountaintop, Gerald Lynch, New Milford, and Ted Heaps of Millville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. And we battle for people like you, Frank Stevens. That's testimony from in front of the House Appropriations Subcommittee. And I found it on Instagram, and a number of you sent it to me as well. And it is awesome. Some of the, just, it's overwhelming, actually. Yeah, so my man Mark Mayer, I tell you about him. He's an executive producer. There's no doubt about it. And a bunch of you had sent me this, but he sent it to me at the right time that it wasn't buried under other things. It's under the label "I Spit You Not," and they're using the actual word. Rainforest decimated to build a mega road for the UN Climate Change Summit. Now, do you want to know that the climate lunatics, the John Kerrys of the world, are not serious? We've talked about this over and over again. Well, just think of their promotion of battery-powered cars, which put more carbon into the air from mining to production to usage than a normal combustion, internal combustion engine car. Now, they're having one of these idiotic, it's called COP30 climate summits. And it's going to be conducted in a place called Belém, which is in Brazil. They clear cut about what, 13 miles of Amazon forest. I apologize, 8 miles, 13 kilometers. Through the rainforest. So these idiots, who, by the way, are going to fly their private planes into the regional airport to get to the climate conference. The climate conference, which is going to take away your gas stove, your car, the current heating system in your house. These people are phonies. It's off the charts. Diggers and machines carve through the forest floor, paving over wetlands. They'll kill people for wetlands. They'll literally kill them. They're paving over wetland to service the road, which will cut through a protected area. The report explains that the highway is one of scores of projects being undertaken to, and you can see this on our live stream, prepare and modernize the city. With the state government infrastructure secretary saying it will serve people for COP30 in the best possible way. But fret not, the article continues. It's from Zero Hedge that Mark Mayer sends me. But fret not, Animal Crossings will be placed on the highway so the critters who now have no homes can cross it. Oh, by the way, solar lighting will also be used. Of course, the very same world leaders who lecture everyday people about their carbon footprints and suggest eating lab-grown meat instead of the real thing. I would add, too, bugs. They'll fly in on private jets and then hop in their SUVs to travel down the new highway, all in the name of saving the planet. As we've previously highlighted, this seems to be a running theme with this particular summit, despite the fact that everyone attending it could simply do so virtually, preventing thousands of tons of CO2 emissions that they're always complaining about. Now, at the COP26, 400 private jets flew in. That is more CO2, I will wager, than all of us in Northeast Pennsylvania will emit today. You can't make up the phoniness, the ridiculousness, the lack of seriousness. Oh, they're very serious about telling you what to do. Whew. Unreal. So, guys, I'm telling you, can't make up the disgrace that these people are. And they're going to lecture you. Oh, by the way, the same people who are burning charging stations and attacking Tesla dealerships. Same people. Wow. Somebody says, what was the Queen City Tavern called before John Basiliga bought it? I'm blanking on that. I'm guessing one of our listeners will certainly know. I've been there, both as Queen City Tavern and before. You heard the interview with the great general manager up there yesterday. Now, somebody texted this in, and I can't make it out. It says, they know a World War II Navy vet who's 103 next month, but they didn't give their name. I'd love to know that name so we can shout it out. And I'd love to have that some information on him so that we can do a tribute, okay? But let's go back to this. Who are these phonies, so-called leaders, clear-cutting through the Amazon? A four-lane highway. Not, by the way, not a two-lane highway. If it wasn't so sickening, it would be laughable. And the fact that these people don't... I've told you about my theory about the slapper, didn't I? I'll repeat it quickly before we go to break here. I am of the opinion that if we had designated people, maybe they'd be paid, some of them wouldn't be, but then when somebody does or says something completely hypocritical, ridiculous, and phony, they would get a public, hot-piping slap in the face. Now, I would wager that if Hitler, we always go to him, so why not? If Hitler was slapped, repeat every time he went, if he was repeatedly slapped hard in the face each time he went on one of his rants, that he would have never risen to power. Now, likewise with these idiots who are clear-cutting this highway, who are flying in private planes, who own, some of them, 200-plus foot mega yachts. That doesn't count where the numerous homes they live in. Yeah, COP 30. COP 30. Can you make it up? They need the slapper. Oh, my man Andy Hedges says it was called O-Town. O-Town, that being the Queen City Tavern. It was O-Town and then Molly Maguire's. Good spot. And an even better spot. And then when they start renovating on the 18th, it's going to come back top shelf. So thank you, Andy. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. This COP 30 and the clear cutting of the Amazon forest, right in line with the greenback funds we've been talking about that Lee Zeldin is trying to stop from being squandered by the same people. We'll be back. Herman's Hermits. Murph tells us, this date 1965, moved from number 19 to number 8 with their hit, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? That's a cute song, isn't it? And then, of course, Donald Trump, one of the few mistakes he made was listening to the so-called experts regarding COVID-19. But you couldn't fight the tide. I'm not necessarily defending him. But you could not fight the tide of the establishment on this issue. Yeah, with few exceptions, that was the case. I think you'd have to say that after about a month of flailing around, that Governor Ron DeSantis got it. He's, man, this is a scam. This is a scam. This is about government control. This is not about national health. Trump maybe took a little longer, but by then, everything was in motion. By the way, the Queen City Tavern, the soon-to-be-renovated Queen City Tavern, the Main Dragon Elephant, one of our great listeners, not only Andy, but somebody texted in, it was O-Town, and before that, Molly Maguire's, and before that, and I remember this, Bucky's Bar, Bucky Solomon. It was across the street from my radio station at the time. WWAX, first radio station I put on the air back in, I'll remember the day, July 20th, 1987, and Bucky's Bar was across the street. The listener says, surprised you didn't wet your whistle there. It's from an old Flatfoot. Well, Flatfoot, I did, in fact, wet my whistle there. Frankly, not as often as I should have. Because I was always running from the radio station up to the tower off of Cortez Road to turn the station back on. And then I'd have to go back to my law practice and my five kids. So... Well, I only had two then. What, I think I had three. Anyway, yeah, Bucky's Bar. So a proud history for Queen City Tavern. And man, wait till you see the new deal. I'm telling you, it'll be fun, and I'm going to do it this weekend. And maybe even St. Patrick's Day, but I want to see the before and after. I want to go in there because it was a good bar as Molly Maguire's at O-Town. But I want to go in and see it and then come back when the renovations are done and say, and just give a wow, because I know what John Basilica is going to do. It's just going to be awesome. So Flatfoot, maybe I'll run into you this weekend or St. Patrick's Day for the last days of the old Queen City Tavern, Bucky's. Thank you for reminding me that. That brings back Bucky Solomon. That brings back good memories. But all right, so guys, you've been, somebody texted in this. Talk about cutting trees down. You should look into what's going on in our own backyard. Miles and miles of woods are being cut down from Sugar Notch to Nanticoke and Hanover, all in the name of rerouting a creek. All brought to you by the Biden infrastructure bill. That's the Earth Conservancy's words, not mine. How about that? Yeah. They don't care about the environment. It has nothing to do with it. It's about making money. It's about having power over other people. That's what it's about. Chuck from Cardinal says, Bob, the climate change is scammed by the elite and criminal politicians. Do as I say, not as I do. What a scam. People need to wake up that they're trying to control you. Really, there's no, by the way, and make a lot of money on the way so that they can always have their private jets and they can always have their mega yachts. Whew. People keep asking about the rain tax. Guys, I apologize. And probably because I don't pay it. So many questions about the rain tax to ask our senators and so forth. You guys got to communicate directly with, I don't like do issues. I don't want to disappoint you with that, but you've got to get with McCormick's office and Bresnahan's office and Muser's office and say, what's the deal with the rain tax? What are you doing with it? I don't know if Lee Zeldin's looking into it. I do not know. Somebody texts in, I lived in Florida during COVID. It was great. Life as usual after the lockdowns were lifted after 2 weeks. And he went severe. DeSantis had travel restrictions, everything. And all of a sudden, it was almost like the light bulb went on over his head. Like, wow, they're scamming us. They are exaggerating this thing beyond recognition, meaning COVID. And the effects of COVID. We've got vulnerable populations to protect. And beyond that, it's common sense. Yeah. Same gang. The climate scam. And by the way, the climate's changing. And it could change in deadly ways. Or it might simply engulf Barack Obama's $15 or $20 million property on Martha's Vineyard. Is that our problem? No, it's his. Dear Lord. It's nuts, guys. It is nuts. The people leading us, the people trying to lead us, the people that are telling us what to think, they are wrong about everything, and frankly, they're intentionally wrong. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do some veterans tribute to the people who were right and on our side, the veterans, and the weather, and then the rest of the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll be back. Our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basilega, Basilega Hospitality, and the soon-to-be-reimagined Queen City Tavern. Get there for the before so you can truly appreciate the after. They'll be open through the 18th and then the 17th, St. Paddy's Day. And then the renovation begins. Gerald Lynch. He was but 73 when we lost him January 7th. He was from New Milford, PA, formerly of Scranton. Survived by his sons, Gerald, a daughter, Annette, four grandchildren. One great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Jerry was skilled at many things and jack of all trades, proud Vietnam veteran with the U.S. Army. Wonderful grandfather, great-grandfather, and especially enjoyed his time with Nathan and Jackson. Jerry Lynch. George Elko, another of the younger of our veterans. He was but 74. He died last October 7th. He was from Mountaintop. Born in Larksville, graduate of Wyoming Valley West, class of 68. After graduation, he joined the U.S. Air Force and served us for 4 years there. After completion of his service, he was employed by the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center here in Plains Township until retirement. Loving son, brother, and uncle, always putting his family before himself. Brothers, sisters, and numerous family members survive him and remember him. George Elko. Ted Heaps. Founder of Ted Heaps Container Service. He was 89 and we lost him January 5th. Born in 1935 in Berwick. He attended Scott Schools in Espy and then joined the United States Marine Corps. After being honorably discharged, he started his family business, Ted Heaps Container Service, May 1, 1965. After retirement, he enjoyed 24 winters in Florida. Member of the Rock Run Assembly of God Church. He was a Gideon. You know the Bible, guys? Life member of Millville Fire Company. In the mornings, you can find Ted at the Table of Knowledge at the Alley Cat Eatery. Oh, would we love to hang with him there. Survived by his loving wife, the former Atlantic Kitchen, to whom he was married since 1955. Also surviving, four children, 17 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-granddaughter, as well as four siblings. Man, tragically, he lost a granddaughter before his passing. Ted Heaps, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by the Queen City Tavern. And our man, John Basiliga. Oh, I guess that means the weather. I get into the veterans things and I forget about the weather. It's not going to change anyway, but I'll give it to you. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 35. Friday becoming mostly sunny. It'll be 60. Saturday, mainly cloudy with a chance of late-day showers, 63. Sunday, cloudy with rain likely. Maybe a thunderstorm, but it'll be 67. So the mild weather is here. And I heard tell on the morning news, Snedeker said, this warmth may continue for the balance of the month. I have a very special birthday party on Sunday, which Cutie and I are going to go to, for our man Joe Barna. I think he's going to be 94. So I'm looking forward to this weekend quite a bit. And once it's the weekend, it means I'm another day or two closer to getting my Bull Mastiff back from training. hopefully he remembers me. So he says, how could you possibly be honoring veterans when you turn right around and praise Trump for cutting the Veterans Administration by thousands of employees? Talk about hypocrisy. I'm not praising anything. This is the reality. This is the reality of the financial predicament that Biden and the Democrats put us in. And remember the lies that were advanced, that 70,000 veterans were being fired. There's a staff, and I don't, by the way, I don't want anybody to get fired. The problem is we don't have the money. What part of that is not sinking in? I know the liars will continue lying to you, but of the 470,000 staff, there are plans. Not done. As far as I know, it hasn't even been proposed. Remember, they don't have a budget. There's a continuing resolution, which they're trying to see if the Senate will pass. And that'll last through the balance of the year. And then the Republicans in charge of the House and Senate have to come up with a budget. So number one, not only are you premature because people are lying to you, and you are apparently happily absorbing the lies and the bullspit. Why, I don't know, but you are. But someone didn't propose it. They just said, well, we could do with 70,000 less employees in the Department of Veterans Affairs. That doesn't mean the hospitals. It may mean merely administrative. How is that hypocritical? We don't have the money. Well, I'm telling you, it's frustrating. These people don't want to listen for some reason. They don't want the truth. They don't want facts. They don't want reality to impinge on whatever their personal nirvana is. And they're listening to the lies of the Democrat Party. We're $36 trillion plus in debt. We've got a $2 trillion a year deficit, structural deficit. We can't borrow any more money. We can't sustain this. There's hypocrisy. You carrying on about cuts, and you're mad about Doge doing an analysis of how many less employees they can get along with. And by the way, they're receiving very generous severance, all the federal employees. And I feel bad for them. That's without reservation. Even the ones that weren't showing up and working, I still feel bad for them. Your point is wrong. Your point is ignorant. Ignorant of fact, truth, and reality. Why do you persist in it? I don't know. SaveMyCare.org, the people who are buying that lie commercials. Save My Care. We are a grassroots movement mobilized to oppose the repeal of the Affordable Care Act and push for positive solutions to our health care challenges. Somebody says Center Care. Save My Care is a center-left healthcare advocacy coalition based in Washington, D.C. Does that tell you enough? And a project of the New Venture Fund, a 501c3 funding. Do you see the layers? They're all about making money. They don't care about this Republican veteran on the commercial. They don't care about his health care. They care about their jobs. They care about their consultancies and their law firms and the money that they will take from Medicare and Medicaid and out of the healthcare system for themselves. That's what they care about. Body Shop Guy says Trump should go on TV and tell the country if they don't want the cuts. But first of all, Body Shop Guy, don't use their language. There aren't any cuts. There are not any cuts. There's reductions in growth of programs, and there is elimination of fraudulent spending. then there's savings, like for specific drugs. The one I pointed out to you will be $600 million a year, and everybody will get the medication. It's really unreal. It's what it is. We'll take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. We'll be back. Cat Stevens, before he went loony, back in 1972, he made some great music, didn't he? Morning Has Broken, Murph tells us. Released this date, 1972. We're going to miss out on the Four Seasons because it was the number one hit. And the Four Seasons' first number one hit, December 1963, Oh What a Night, because we don't have space for it. We played it the other day, too. And we're going to finish with what Murph tells us, March 13th, 1971. The late Janis Joplin posthumously moved up to number two with her great hit, Me and My Bobby McGee. My name's Bobby, and I always got a kick out of it for that. Yes. You almost feel like she was singing to you. Okay, fine. By the way, we looked into this new venture fund, which is the one supplying the funding for Save My Care. Okay? It's a political project. Now, I want you to read the newventurefund.org. It says, we are creative problem solvers who help change leaders. You know they're left-wing lunatics right away. They help change leaders accelerate positive impact. In other words, we suck the teeth so hard, and we give ourselves jobs, and we get money from all kinds of places and use it to further our political agenda. How we work. We solve problems creatively by building on an established model known as fiscal sponsorship, a tool that allows us, our projects and our partners, to drive change in a more efficient, cost-effective, and time-saving way. This is unbelievable. And see, here's how it works. And I want to give you an example of their funding. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Left-wing foundations, one of their biggest sources of money. And then they, in turn, fund other groups. It's like the mob in a money laundering deal. That's what it is. And then they get permission through lunatic left bureaucrats to distribute money and run programs. This is the swamp. It's got to be ended. Let them do it on their own dime. Use the Soros Foundation money, not ours. R.W. says, if the elite Democrats are stripped of the money in their bank accounts, that was a place with the taxpayers' help. That's a start. Yep. It's got to end, guys. It's got to end. They're destroying the country. They don't care. Somebody said regarding the VA cuts, your texter could put his money where his mouth is in his own life. And I don't think it was meant that way, but this is a good text, irrelevant of who it's directed to, because I think somebody just wanted to bring it up. The example, hire four barbers to cut his hair instead of one. Hire 12 people to mow his lawn instead of one, and have 7 plumbers come to his house and fix his leaky faucet instead of one. Yeah. Guys, they're crazy. They're trying to tell you that abnormal is normal. They're trying to tell you. Oh, by the way, here's another part of the new venture fund. Leveraging fiscal sponsorship for racial equity. Now, the web doesn't end in just the one organization running the commercials on this radio station. It says the venture fund has partnered with Provoc, a strategic communications agency that roots its work in racial equity, on a report that explores the role NVF and other fiscal sponsors can play to support the work of constituent-led grassroots groups advancing racial equity and justice. It's insane. And so it just spreads out. The capillary effect. Your money. Who is for this? Anybody? This is who gets the money. This is who promotes spending your tax money and then goes and spends it themselves. I'm telling you, we should get Michael Francese on, the old mafia guy who had the gas scheme. He's the guy who said the Biden family and their shell companies, classic money laundering. Here it is. They're laundering your money. NewVentureFund.org. Save the care. And it goes on and on and on. Sample projects. Oh, my God. More than 120 projects. The change leaders collaborate with work on a wide range of issues, creating equitable neighborhoods to advocating for smart solutions to climate change, to improving global health outcomes. Yeah. Their work spans 9 regions of the world, including 48 states, the District of Columbia. Unreal. Guys, this doesn't end, and it's your money. And if you're a Democrat, you're insane supporting this. You truly are. Well, on that exhausting note, we finish for the day. The Sue Henry Show next, the Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But our veterans brought to you by John Basiliga and the soon-to-be-renovated Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. We celebrate them today. We lost them recently. George Elko, Mountaintop. Jerry Lynch, New Milford, formerly of Scranton. Ted Heaps of Millville. Michael Foley, Madison Township. Robert Ozak, Durier. Thomas Murphy, South Scranton. And Michael Mickey Yevich, Honesdale. God bless them all. Guys, I really would love to go on with this. I'm telling you, but Sue Henry, she's fresh. We need fresh legs in here. God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. But for now, we've got to adjourn this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. More to come tomorrow if the good Lord lets me. But for now, meeting adjourned. Adios.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.